Hi. Yeah, we are DevOps guy, you know. I'm DevOps, and here's your
Agile coach. Agile guy.
Okay, okay. Hi, guys. And today I'm going to talk about the Kaizen related to DevOps, you know. Yeah. So he's an expert of the Kaizen. He's the number one guy in Japan. So I'm going to ask you about a lot of things about the Kaizen.
I never call myself an expert.
Oh, could you introduce yourself anyway?
Anyway. I'm Akira Harada. I'm an agile coach, or should I say a supply chain management consultant, or at the same time I do modeling, whatever.
Oh.
So I've been doing agile coach and then doing DevOps related things before it has its name.
Yeah, me as well.
DevOps started its name in 6 years ago.
Name. A name is maybe 2009 is the beginning.
Yeah, 6 years ago. Seven years ago already. Yes. Oops, time flies.
Okay. Yeah, time flies. So, and I'd like to talk to you about the Kaizen activity of the DevOps, because DevOps is almost about Agile, right?
Yeah,
what do you think about
that? I believe DevOps to be a kind of the result of the continuous improvement.
Yeah, I agree.
Infrastructure or applications, whatever. Mm-hmm. They'd like to eliminate or they like to expand the bottlenecks. So it used to be development side is a bottleneck. Mm-hmm. So development operation part is not the real bottleneck for you. So it is perfectly okay to take time to prepare servers or update servers. Mm-hmm. But now that we like to deploy our applications as quickly as possible, since people need a new feature or the change of feature all the time, as a result, we started creating a cloud infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's how we prepare our platform within a sense of a few minutes.
Mm,
it used to be several months.
Mm-hmm.
So it changed the whole process.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we have a lot of the in the changing now.
Yeah.
What do you see the DevOps movement right now? Because DevOps now buzzword, right?
it's a nice buzzword. Mm-hmm. And then there are so many stupid implementations already.
Stupid? Oh, why do you think so?
So probably the first thing they have to think about saying that it's all about automation.
Automation. Like, why?
Yeah, DevOps tools are all about automation, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. And then, okay, is the DevOps all about making process automated?
Could be a little bit.
It could be a little bit.
Yeah, because I think the DevOps is about Kaizen activity of the release cycle and the software life cycle. And collaborating with the devs and ops, and also the business side or other stakeholders.
So you invest a lot to do more, right?
And what is the problem?
Yeah, so, okay, if you deploy 10 times more, is that the value of 10 times?
10 times? I think, but I think that 10 deploys per day, you mean maybe 10 deploys per day, right? I think that doing the 10 deploys per day, 10 deploys per day is very important because it is not actually essential, but it is very easy to understand the achievement for a lot of the people.
Okay. But what's the value of it?
Value. Yeah, value is about maybe automate and never fail, not never fail, but much more safety and much more quicker.
Yeah, so it is a day today. The Facebook released the emotion icon.
Facebook
Japan. I'm pretty sure they deploy more than 10 times a day. Every time I tap their web interface, the interface changes.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah, it's really good. Really sensing that they're actually measuring our responses to make sure that which interface works better. I'm pretty sure they're doing A/B testing or maybe COD or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's useful. It is working.
Yeah, it is working.
But how many other software in the industry works that way, where they get the value out of 10 deploys per day?
Actually, it is not so. Actually, mm-hmm. it could be sometimes it could be a cause of problem because if frequently the software has been changed, then user could be confused.
Yeah, right. So 10 deploys per day is all about velocity, right?
Yeah, velocity, I think.
But if you deploy application 10 times, but the changes are made 1 month ago, it is possible, right?
Yeah.
Is that exactly. useful?
No, maybe.
No. So I like to think about more focus about lead time.
Okay, lead time.
So if you have any defect, any problem, or a feature mm-hmm. change necessary, how mm-hmm. long does it take to deploy to the production environment? Mm-hmm. That is more important than how many times you can deploy.
Yeah, actually, the 10 times is actually doesn't matter. You're right, I think, yeah, I agree with you.
So
the lead time could be most important.
So I like to learn, I like to find the problem as quickly as possible and fix the possible so mm-hmm. that the lead time is shorter.
Yeah.
So that is more the purpose of Kaizen and DevOps part.
Okay. Very good.
So that's the part I really do not feel like. So some of the DevOps movement is doing right thing in the right way.
Oh. So how to do the Kaizen in the terms of the DevOps or something?
So I think the many DevOps activities start automating mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, exactly.
Without knowing that the process is actually has value.
right?
Yeah.
So you mean that if we do some automation effort for the, some waste, mm-hmm. then we can reproduce the waste very fastly.
Yeah, exactly right. That. So we are in a Kaizen part of it, we are more concentrated on the process that adds value.
Yeah.
So, but before understanding the process that actually has a value, mm-hmm. if you automate it, mm-hmm. what happens?
We can create a crap very fast.
Very effectively.
Yes, you're
and
right.
Efficiently. So that's the part we like to more talk about, focusing about what is value mm-hmm. For the system, for the customer, and also the developer. Mm-hmm. I like to think about it.
Okay. How do you get to know about the value?
So it is very hard to understand the value and mm-hmm. predict the value. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way mm-hmm. to understand if the process has a value to the whole system or not is once try eliminating it. See what happens.
Oh. Try to eliminate it.
Yeah, so then actually it is a need for the agile thing. So we have to have an iteration, mm-hmm. iterative development, and see what happens if a process is eliminated. Mm. So if something was wrong with it, so a process has some effect on the result.
Oh.
So you have to find out what the part of the process is very important for the whole system. Mm-hmm. But if nothing happens, mm-hmm. it was a waste. Eliminated.
Oh, very, very easy to understand. Yeah, cool.
So for the Kaizen talks about it, mm-hmm. it is started with TWI, training within industry.
Oh, what is that? Please explain about
that. It's a U.S. Government project where during the World War II,
mm-hmm.
where they employed all their old experienced engineers to be military. Mm. So they still need to have a factory workers mm-hmm. to manufacture a lot of things. So they wanted to have a housewife to be a good factory worker as quickly as possible. Mm. So they created a program called TWI, mm-hmm. a training within industry that actually the working site factory can train people to be a good factory worker. Mm-hmm. And then TWI consists talking about Kaizen. That's actually some part of a Kaizen Ooh. Activity Toyota employs from TWI. And then one of it is a job method. Oh, so okay. how to improve your work. Mm-hmm. The purpose of job method improvement is to make your work easier and safer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you your Kaizen doesn't make your work easier and safer,
mm-hmm.
it is not Kaizen. It is not improving.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then the best part of Kaizen,
mm-hmm.
the class of Kaizen is usually abbreviated with ECLS.
ECLS. Oh, please expand about that.
So E is the best part of best kind of Kaizen is eliminate.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing something.
Mm.
See what happens.
Eliminate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of people try to end more and more.
Yeah.
But you mean the try to eliminate is very important.
Do less.
And do
give,
less.
Do less mm-hmm. to give the same output, same quality.
Oh, cool.
And the other is combine.
Mm-hmm.
Combine other process with something else.
Okay.
Rearrange.
Or rearrange.
Change the order.
Oh.
You know, like ATDD.
Yeah, ATDD, I know.
Writing acceptance test first.
Yeah.
Actually makes the development process much easier and safer.
Oh, yeah?
So we usually started develop acceptance later at mm-hmm. the development.
Mm-hmm.
That caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So rearranging, preparing mm-hmm. acceptance test first
uh-huh.
improves the process a lot.
Oh,
and
cool.
the last one is mm-hmm. simplify.
Oh, simplify. Cool. I love that.
But all other things
mm-hmm.
is sometimes is not Kaizen at all.
Make, oh, really?
Make your work more difficult and not safe.
Mm.
And then one of the bad anti-pattern about DevOps
mm-hmm.
is automating some processes that doesn't add value.
Oh.
It makes your work more complicated.
Yes, yeah.
And more dangerous.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, very impressive.
So that part of the learning would be, I think it will help the DevOps activities more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about the process, it's not about the tools or mm-hmm. some of the kind of practices.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of way of thinking that making their development process and operational process work together to find out what kind of Kaizen can be made to the whole process.
Mm.
That DevOps is all about, I believe.
Oh, yeah, very cool. Yeah, but mm. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with that because I think DevOps is about the Kaizen activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd like to ask you about some example because I'd like to understand how to eliminate the waste or something. For example, you mentioned about the acceptance mm-hmm. and test-driven development is mm-hmm. very important and very mm-hmm. effective, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of people struggling creating, writing a bunch of the acceptance testing and, mm-hmm. and very hard to maintain and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about such like a, or how to improve the situation?
So we already know the smaller project is easier.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller number of people or the right number of people, about mm-hmm. 5 or 7 people team is the most effective.
Mm-hmm.
And the delivery time is less than 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would give you the best result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how many of you have really tried with that way?
Yeah, these days we have a bunch of the methodology of the distributed mm-hmm. agile or a very mm-hmm. big large scale or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I know some software is really large, or should I say huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huge.
But many problems came from the fact that the team has so many people.
Yeah, I agree.
Not really coming from the fact that the software is big, but
yeah.
the software becomes huge because the number of people developing it is huge.
Yeah, it is, I think, very bad because the essence of the Agile is a mm-hmm. small team and make it simple or something.
Mm-hmm. So,
I believe so.
So ATDD is not an easy practice.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you start with a smaller project, smaller system?
Oh.
You already, everybody tried to start ATDD kind of difficult processes
yeah.
with difficult project
mm-hmm.
from the beginning. When yourself, your team member has little or no experience with it, mm-hmm. they try to solve the difficult problem first.
Yeah.
It's just like you are trying to solve the 10th grader's mathematical drill when you get into the elementary school.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
So start with a simple, smaller, mm-hmm. easy task first, then gradually train yourself to be better.
Oh, very cool.
So one of the things DevOps is about the Kaizen stuff is that before, actually the server preparation mm-hmm. is not automated, or we prepare the servers by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to be a kind of real expertise.
Yeah, exactly.
To keep a server running all the time.
Yeah. Only one man know about the techniques.
About 20 or maybe more than that years ago, mm-hmm. I was so proud of keeping a Unix server. Uptime mm-hmm. is more than a year.
Oh, cool.
there are a lot of tricks. But mm-hmm. We already know at the same time that keeping the server in a healthy state for long time is very mm-hmm. difficult.
Yeah.
Then we usually did our all reinstallation.
Oh, yeah. Reinstallation.
So clean up the operating system, keep it reinstalling again, usually solve the problem. We knew it.
Ah, but it must be hard, right? So many times.
At that time, it was hard.
Yeah.
So it was a tape distribution to be installed on our operating system, on the server. It takes more than a day just to install operating systems.
Yeah.
Or considering other middleware, it takes more than a week.
Oh, yeah, I did it that.
Yeah,
same.
And but now, we already know mm-hmm. clean installation is better.
Yeah,
why?
I agree. Yeah, because this is very stable
and
very clean up after. For example, if we use a personal computer, mm-hmm. if I got a trouble, sometimes I just reinstall because it works fine after that.
So that's everything provisioning software is now doing.
Oh,
or a chef, Ansible, whatever. Mm-hmm. We already knew that is better.
Yeah.
So that we could eliminate, mm-hmm. actually, not really very adding tasks of maintaining the server.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a kind of process improvement, or should I say Kaizen, that mm-hmm. brought DevOps into place.
Oh, cool.
So we like to continue that way.
Mm-hmm.
But not the waste.
Not the
time
waste. Yeah.
And automating some waste producing processes.
It is today's most important topic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, oh, very cool. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I think that's a good time to close the topic right now.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Kiyoharada.
Thank you very much. It was fun talking with you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye.